from 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Brian Patta, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. Live from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis.
Caleb Downs. I'm a University of Michigan Wolverine.
I'm not going to get up now. That's just...
Today's guests. NFL Network reporter Stacy Dales. NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah. Chief Operating Officer and co-owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Stephen Jones. ESPN NFL analyst Mina Kimes. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show live from the NFL Scouting Combine in downtown Indianapolis. We are one day into the on-field drills. Day two is later on this afternoon. And we also have one more day of four here that we've had on the Rich Eisen Show at the NFL Scouting Combine, live on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, ESPN Radio, and so much more. Chris Brockman, TJ Jefferson,
hey,
good to see you.
What's
guys.
What's up, man?
Good to
How
see you,
doing? You
guys. Stephen Jones, the co-owner of the buddy. Dallas Cowboys, perfect timing to have him on this program today. He's not only the co-chair of the competition committee, but there's franchise tag news involving George Pickens. Yep. We're going to hit that in just a matter of moments. We've got a whole host of guests coming here. It's a What's More Likely Friday. Good times. But I do need to lead this show with what we saw last night.
Yeah, buddy, man.
Inside Lucas Oil
Talk
Stadium.
Talk about it.
And what I was fortunate to be in the booth next to Daniel Jeremiah on NFL Network calling the action, if you will. Listen, I'm fortunate to do what I do for a living. I'm fortunate that this is combine number 22 for me. Woo. I've seen a lot come. I've seen a lot go. I've seen a lot of guys jump out of a gym, and the gym being the old RCA Dome / Hoosier Dome or Lucas Oil. What I saw from Sonny Styles last night is something I've never seen before. And I know Arvell Reese had an incredible night. I know David Bailey ran a 4.5 flat. Which was the...
he was cooking, man.
He was the best.
We were there for that, too.
Of everybody in the defensive line group. And what we saw last night, as I said, in my 22 years of covering this, the NFL Network's been covering this since 2003-ish. Okay, we come on the air in late 2003. And then in 2004 was our first combine. So in the same way that whenever you hear... a stat, the Super Bowl era, you mm-hmm. know what year it's from? The 2003 is the season is the line of demarcation for us at NFL Network.
Okay.
And since 2003, what we saw last night was the fastest defensive line group ever and the fastest linebacker group ever.
Really?
You want to talk about bigger, stronger, faster? That's what we saw last night at the NFL Scouting Combine. And Sonny Styles came up with the triple crown in one single night, which I've never seen before. The greatest performance at an NFL scouting combine I've ever seen. I'm not kidding.
And there's been some great performances.
Well, I mean, yeah, Vernon Davis right. got himself in the first round yep. back in the day. Yep. Is the first one that I can recall seeing, watching somebody who was a physical freak do things that you hadn't seen before from the position in which he was working.
Yeah, that's the one I always come back to when I think about
Vernon Davis, right?
Outstanding combine performances. This kind of came out of nowhere, dominated every single measurable and drill imaginable.
Well, Sonny Styles last night had the greatest vertical leap of 43 and a half inches. He had the greatest broad jump of 11 feet 2 inches, and he ran the fastest 40 at 4.46.
That's not even fair.
He's got wide receiver speed, right? And he's a linebacker.
And DN size.
Arvell Reese also ran 4.46, so yep. He shared the gold with his fellow Buckeye. But I'll never forget what I saw last night. And our first guest, Stacey Dales, is part of our broadcast team. Mm-hmm. She ran across the field to go interview him after his 4.46. And it was a 4.47 at the time. He didn't know he was 1/100th of a second faster.
Yeah, unofficial when it's.
And he had just ran it. And Stacey ran him down to talk about everything that he's done to that point in time. Mm-hmm. He was lamenting not jumping 45 inches in the vertical leap.
What?
He was lamenting his record leap was an inch and a half shy of his goal.
It wasn't more of a record.
Right.
As he was doing this, I realize he's not out of breath. He just ran 4.47 at his height and weight.
Wow.
And he's not out of breath lamenting that his vertical leap wasn't as great as it could have been.
Jeez. And just for comparison, Kobe Bryant's vertical was 38 inches.
Well, let me give you some comparisons
here. I mean,
okay.
Who is he?
Let me just tell you, just to back it up a little bit more here, all right, is that the vertical leap of 43 and a half inches was the highest of any player 6'4" or taller at the combine since we've been measuring it.
Okay.
He's 6'5". Mm-hmm. His 43 and a half vertical leap is also the highest of any player 244 pounds or heavier since 2003. He's 244. He's 6'5", 244. Okay.
That's a nightmare.
He's the heaviest player at the combine since 2003 to have a vertical that high of 43 inches or a broad jump of 11 feet or longer. No other player has jumped those marks at even 230 pounds or heavier. And he went 14 pounds heavier. His 4.4640 is faster than Derwin James, who is 4.47. His 1.56 10-yard split, which shows you how fast he can burst.
Oh, yeah.
Is quicker than Adrian Peterson's 1.57.
Peterson.
His 43.5 vertical jump.
That's wild.
Is 3 inches taller than DK Metcalf's.
His Daniel Jeremiah called the human bat suit.
Yeah. And his 11-foot, 2-inch broad jump is 4 inches longer than Myles Garrett's.
Okay, so last year we talked about Travis Hunter being a two-way player.
Yeah.
So this means Sonny Styles is going to play linebacker, edge, running back,
tight
and
end.
Wide receiver.
So
next year.
Here's the deal. Because Arvell Reese looks like he's built like RoboCop. All right? I've never seen this.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I asked.
Look at the arms and shoulders on that guy.
We had Caleb Downs on the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to dominate tonight.
More than likely.
Okay. And Carnell Tate is going to get out there on Saturday. And he's going to look the part, too. Mm. So I am preparing myself.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be tough for you.
I mean,
I'm preparing myself.
Yeah.
And I think I'm doing a pretty good job right now of pounding the table.
You are.
I'm preparing myself.
Sorry, Richard.
I asked Jack Andrade, NFL Network Research, okay, has there ever been one school to have not one, not two, not three, but four?
Put them up.
Picks in the top 10 of a draft.
I gotta say no, right?
That is incorrect. It's happened.
Oh, it has happened.
Twice? Once?
Of the common draft era. Okay.
Which is
when there was a merger. When the AFL and the NFL started having a common draft.
Okay.
1967.
67.
Michigan State had Bubba Smith go 1, Clint Jones running back 2, George Webster linebacker 5, and Gene Washington, wide receiver 8.
Okay. Four in the top 8.
No school has had 3 defensive players in the top 10 in the common draft era. Mm-hmm. And Ohio State might just be the first.
About to make some history.
Because
wow.
How do you look at Sonny Styles and Arvel Reese and tonight Caleb Downs and not think that's three top 10 picks? And then Tate might be the first wide receiver taken. And I'll tell you this, sir. I know. You have been reading all these mock drafts. And the mock drafts coming in the combine have had Sonny Styles 12 to the Cowboys.
I knew
last night, sir, that went up in smoke like a Cheech and Chong movie.
Man.
That is done. That ain't happening.
Yeah.
No chance. And Daniel Jeremiah, who's coming on this program in hour two, we'll replicate the chat I had with him on NFL Network last night. The Jets picking second overall.
They got a choice, man.
I said to him, yes or no, the second overall pick in this draft is on that field tonight on NFL Network, pointing to Lucas Oil. And he said, absolutely. David Bailey, Arvel Reese, Sonny Styles. And he said, if you want pure pass rush, you actually play Sonny Styles aside and you choose between Arvel Reese and David Bailey. And I'm wondering if that's not the wrong move. And I never look at Daniel Jeremiah and say, are you serious? Because Sonny can play everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Honestly, what I saw last night, my jaw hit the floor.
Can I ask you this? Can I ask you this? And this is overreaction Friday.
Okay.
I just
on a what's more likely Friday.
On a what's more likely. I just want to throw this out there. If you're the Raiders... Okay.
Yeah, right. Good. Yep.
And you have Max Crosby, who is, you know, according to all the information, people unhappy and likely to be moved. Okay. Do you trade him knowing that 2027 is the quarterback heavy draft that everyone's trying to get into? And you take one of these defensive players number one overall and you use the draft capital that you accumulate from a Crosby trade in for next year's draft.
Great question.
To wherever you end up, go to number one and get Arch Manning, Dante Moore, any of these guys. Well, is that even in the realm of possibility?
Or are they sold?
You can never say never, right? Mm-hmm. But Fernando Mendoza stepped to the podium here earlier today and sounded like a franchise quarterback. And I understand everybody looks at this kid from Cal to Indiana and thinks that he's not first overall material. And I would disagree. And that you have the first overall pick now and you are quarterback needy, you go get him now. Instead of, well, next year we've got all these draft choices, because it doesn't matter the number of times... Again, that we talk about the draft and you need a quarterback, and why not wait till 2027? You could use all of these draft choices to trade up to go get the guy you want, unless the first overall spot is occupied by a quarterback needy team. And they're not moving off, no matter if you say, I'm giving you the Ditka trade. Which is every draft choice I've got.
Every pick we got, yeah.
And it won't matter, because if there is a quarterback needy team sitting first overall next year and it's Arch Manning by a margin or Moore by a margin or whoever by a wide margin. They're not giving it up. And a perfect example is, and it doesn't even have to be the first overall pick. Perfect example is your team that just went to the Super Bowl, Chris. The number of teams that reached out to the Patriots on draft day and leading up to the draft for the third overall pick for Drake May, and the Patriots treated that as if it was the first overall selection, and they made the right move. This is all assuming that Fernando Mendoza ain't it. And when he stepped to the podium today, was asked about basically what it was like, what it would be like to lead a team. What does it take to be the face of a team? He gave this answer.
I believe with an NFL franchise, to lead it, you need equity. And then you need two things to build equity. You need one, to play well. And that's where all my focus goes into. Football, football, football. If you want to lead, you first got to play well. And then second, it's having the respect of your teammates through work ethic, through your leadership, through your tenacity, the way you respond to mistakes. And so those are all things I'm looking to work on.
I kind of think, like, that's – don't you want to hear that? And then you look at the film, man. No doubt.
Was
it Reese who hit him in the first – who is the one – which Buckeye lit him up in the Big Ten championship game?
Yeah.
Honestly, the number of hits he took against Miami, the performance that he made in leading the team down the field against your Nittany Lions when it all looked lost and it looked like, you know, the Penn State was ready to put a pelt on their board with James Franklin gone. You
that
know,
game he, is still
he
incredible.
Was amazing. Yeah. Take a look at all of his out routes, these supposedly simple throws, but sometimes you could lead your guys. Sometimes you can't. You overcook it. He's like a machine.
Yeah.
The 50-50 balls, the back shoulder throws.
He's bigger than you think.
Yeah, he's a machine.
He's a true 6'5".
Jay Felly hit Texas this morning. He's like, Fernando is huge.
Oh, is Jay Felly, new Rich Eisen show?
Scout.
Talent evaluator?
Yeah, right.
See, big hits, what he said. He's a big boy.
He's
bigger
big
than
boy.
You think.
Yeah.
You know, and he was, and to your point, is it possible that they're like, we want to wait at the quarterback spot. We can go and get Kirk Cousins. Just throwing names out here,
sure.
Right?
Okay. Someone to fill a one-year gap.
Like, we're not going to go draft Fernando Mendoza after what he's done and the way that he can comport himself off hours in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're not going to hook him up with our new wunderkind head coach. We're just not going to do it. Because we still have some reservations. We can trade Max Crosby for more picks and go ahead and take one of these players that we've been talking about to start.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And so it's possible? Sure. I don't think it's likely on a What's More Likely Friday. But Mendoza was asked, what if the Raiders do pass him up first overall? And what would he feel if that happened?
Nothing. There's so many great players in this class. I mean, we saw the Ohio State guys run yesterday. There's plenty of Indiana guys who are great in the draft as well. And I'm just honored to be a part of the group. There'll be no hard feelings. There's so many things the organizations and business they got to do for themselves. And I'm just trying to be the best me possible. And whatever team drafts me, I'm grateful, whether it's the number one pick or whether it's, you know, the 199th pick.
199. Interesting.
That was definitely a choice.
Right?
The air. Oh, weird.
Yeah, it's a choice. I think he's. By the way, the Jets would do cartwheels if the Raiders decided to go defense off the top and use whatever draft capital they get from Max Crosby, which probably wouldn't be as good if they traded the first overall pick and got out.
Right.
For a quarterback needy team. You know, they could get a bigger haul for that, I think, than you know, anything else, than a Max Crosby deal, for instance. So,
he's the
couple
guy.
Cents on. He is the guy. I think
I'm
he's
getting
the guy.
More and more convinced. And
why isn't he the guy? Because he's all shucks. He reminds people of Kirk Cousins. Cousins hasn't won much in this league,
maybe.
Other than
maybe.
Insane amounts of contracts. You know, and respect of a lot of people, but
people act like they want someone with an edge.
No,
but you can be a nice guy and still go out there and kick butt.
Well, I mean, just to use the phrase, you know, he's a milk drinker, you know?
Right.
And sometimes at the quarterback spot, certainly for the Raiders, you want somebody who's learning the playbook by the light of a jukebox. You know, Ken Stabler.
Yeah. And he's from Miami, so you're not worried about him going out. I mean, we made a joke about this, about the hangover. He grew up, never mind. You're not worried about him going out and wilding.
No, it doesn't feel like it.
I just think you shouldn't overthink it, you know?
Yeah.
So let's take a break. Stacey Jales just showed up here, so we're going to talk with Stacey about chasing down Sonny Styles last night and all the other stories that she has been chasing down.
What was Stacey's 40 time when she did that?
Let's ask her. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show live from the Combine. Save money and get a better view of the road when you replace your worn-out wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They feature beam blade technology to improve windshield contact for maximum visibility.
The professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Choose Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Stacey Dales sitting here between TJ and yours truly here in the downtown convention center. We're just less than 3 hours away from being back at it at NFL Network for night two of our coverage. And that's where Caleb Downs going to get out there tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm prepping myself as a Wolverine to sit on the draft set in Pittsburgh and have four Buckeyes go in the top 10,
you know,
which is entirely possible.
Yeah.
Eat them alive a little bit, too.
So. Yeah. All right, I can go through.
I mean, well, their team, I was, you know, texting with Matt Patricia during the show last night. And mm-hmm. like, it's not just, it's, you know, Caden McDonald. And, I mean, you're going to see Lorenzo Styles out there, his brother, who's only played defensive back. He mm-hmm. was a receiver, remember. Mm-hmm. And he was converted in the last 2 years to cornerback and is still, you know, going to try to go out there and as a Buckeye.
Right.
And prove to everybody that he belongs in the NFL alongside his brother, Sonny. That's a cool story. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, what a group from Ohio State, for sure. And, you know, I would just say this, too. Like, this is where stars, we get the pulse of these stars. Like, I'll never forget last year when we had Nicky Minmori. And I started following him around like a little puppy dog. Like, what is he going to do next? What can I shoot next? Like, you saw what Seattle did.
Like, won the Super Bowl.
Mike told you in the booth. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Gray Zabel, their rookie starting guard, had an incredible combine. And so Sonny Styles, like, that breeds the conversation, fellas. Like, how much does that impact his stock in this? He's going to go high, but, I mean, I'm having people text me in the league like, damn.
Yeah. That was how crazy
damn.
It was last night. I mean, TJ, you're... as I told you in our first segment, he's a Cowboy fan. The Sonny Styles dropping to the Cowboys at 12 in the mock draft, that went up in smoke.
Yeah,
totally.
Done.
I was kind of like, oh.
That's not happening.
Oh. Arvel Reese, just on his bags, the bag work.
Right.
It looks so smooth. Forget the 40.
Yeah.
The bag work. I couldn't, my phone, I'm like, I can't. And then Patricia's like, monsters, my text, monsters.
So psyched.
I've got monsters. Like,
right.
And then there's so many. We're not, you know, trying to disclude other schools.
Of course not.
Texas Tech was amazing. And
Texas A&M has the most of any team here. 13 of them. Stacey Dales here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's your favorite story you've picked up over the last 2-3 days? You can't wait to tell over the weekend, maybe. What's the best story you've snagged?
Well, today we have a tight end named Sam Roush out of Stanford, who's a big tight end, physical tight end. He's a genius. And so I got a Rubik's Cube ready to go. We'll tease it.
Because he does the Rubik's Cube, right? What does he do?
We're gonna put a clock on him, Rich. But he was a computer science major, graduated in 3 years at Stanford, and created AI models and programs, football programs, just playing around with
them.
Just for fun. And I could get into like big details about it, but I said, do the NFL teams like know you're this smart and all that stuff? And he's like, no. Like, well, you might be working in their analytics department while you're, stepping off the field from practice. So stuff like that, Rich. But there are so many, you know, so many of these young men and the stories and the families they come from, and whether it's the sport they played that changed their life or how their mom influenced them, there's just so many.
Yeah. Taryn Arnold, kind of stumbled into talking to him, and that went viral, that chat with him a couple of combines ago.
Taryn Arnold, so close to his mom, it did go viral, and that I don't think it will ever stop. But, like, today we have Mansoor Delane, okay? He isn't a practicing Muslim, and he is currently amidst Ramadan.
Yep, yeah.
So he's fasting, which requires an incredible level of dedication. Now, the rule is you're allowed to actually... when you're traveling, you are allowed to consume, like, food or pregnant. There are certain rules.
Sure.
So while he's here, he is being very disciplined. But the fact that he does that ahead of his pro day, I said, how much weight are you going to lose?
Right.
He's like, I have to be really disciplined. He wouldn't give me the number because right. why would he?
Uh-huh.
But he's going to be, he said, I'm going to be flying on my pro day. But you know,
fasting helps you go faster.
And,
it does.
And absolutely. Then you're going to love this, Rich. I'll probably tag him in my open just because I love him because sure. he gave me a picture of his dog, Nala.
Mm.
Or Nola.
Nola, yeah, sure.
What kind of dog was it?
She's a little bulldog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And okay. so we'll get that on air today.
Okay. This is awesome.
But like, and he's awesome. He's such a great dude, and he's going to be a top, top pick. He's ZJ's number one cornerback.
Have you chatted with Mendoza yet? Or no?
I talked to Mendoza today.
And what do we have?
Oh, I love this. He is so smart. This guy is so smart. And I said, what's your plan? Because we all know you're going to get drafted by the Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he kind of downplayed that.
Of course. It's like Fight Club.
Yeah. So just take this week. He's not going to work out. But everything is a job interview. Even if the idea is that he's like, yeah, it'd be cool if they drafted me. You know, I'd love that if they drafted me or any team. But everything I do here is an interview. Everywhere I go is an interview. It's a job interview.
He said that?
He did. Mm-hmm. Every single thing I do. When I go to sleep at night, I'm still in the interview mode.
Wow.
When I go to the field with my guys on Saturday, though he's not working out, mm-hmm. I need to be there to support them. It's critical for me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will be part of my job interview. But then the plan for the next 8 weeks ahead of the draft in April is, like, yes, he's preparing for his pro day, he told me, and that, you know, is something. But he said, I don't want to be the best quarterback in this draft or in, you know, the best quarterback period on my pro day or when I'm drafted. I want to be the best quarterback in September when I take the field in the NFL. So there's a lot that he is sort of envisioning that he's going to work through, I took away. And then also, I said, what do you need to improve at? And he said, well, there's a lot. All quarterbacks are going to tell you there's a lot. But he's like, I didn't play under center a whole lot in my career in college. So that right there was a little hint into he's going to attack playing under center in the NFL.
He's a dream.
He's
a dream. Why wouldn't you want to draft somebody who's that physically talented?
Yeah.
Who has shown that he can take a program that hasn't won very much, right? I understand he wasn't there in every game of the Cignetti era.
Yeah.
But what he's been able to do, and moving from one program to another, going into somebody's playbook, becoming the leader of that team,
mm-hmm.
making the throws that he's made in every possible way on the road against Penn State in the Big Ten championship game in, mm-hmm. in this building here in Indianapolis. And then what he did in the college football playoff, what he did against Miami.
Yeah.
Getting his ass beat.
Yes.
And you're in Vegas, and you know he's going to probably go home, right? And
yeah.
he'll wake up, and he won't need your hangover cure like you gave me years ago in Baltimore.
I remember that
story. To resurrect me. And, you know what I mean? Like, this is...
He is a dream.
It's a no-brainer. You speak to him, and he's a dream come true, right?
Yeah, but it's almost like, too, though, he is... I think he's going to be a very accelerated learner in the NFL. And because I get to do this, I get to talk to all these players. Many of them are defensive players that have had to defend him.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
they've been asked about facing Mendoza. And, you know, like, uniquely, you'll constantly hear he never sells out his receivers. He never throws his receivers into bad spots.
Right.
You can't stump him as a defensive back. There's not a whole lot you can do to bait him into something. He's that skilled and he's that leveled, which I think is part of his precision and accuracy, which everybody talks about. But that all comes from film study. That all comes from knowing whatever scheme he's in. So, like, he's like the total package.
He's really popular, too. And I think any team that drafts him, and I think the Vegas Raiders will know,
he's going to have like a following, and he goes around the country. I kind of get that feeling. You know, we were told, as TJ, as I mentioned on the air, Stacey, I mentioned on the air what we were told in our meeting the other day is that there's going to be a record number of people in the stands, in the crowd on Saturday, basically to come watch him stand there in his tracksuit. And they're going to throw him up on the screen.
Yeah.
And you and I are going to be in a broadcast watching a drill. And all of a sudden, there's going to be this huge cheer. And you're going to be wondering, what are they cheering about? And then we'll look up, and it'll just be Mendoza standing there on the big screen. They're going to throw him up there. You know, like, and listen, I understand what I'm talking about popular athletes here in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying he's a male Caitlin Clark. But there is a certain love for him in Indiana, that there's a certain passionate aspect about it that I think might lift all boats in terms of jerseys and in terms of popularity. I mean, everybody wants a piece of this kid here. I don't know if I'm too far off. Obviously,
you're so far on. I mean, this is Caitlin's town.
Yes.
You can't book Caitlin Clark. Let's just be honest.
Well, she's in Milan right now, isn't she? She's like watching runway
stuff
right now.
But you can't book her. Like, she's out of this world. But I agree with you, and especially in a state like Indiana, you know, like, I went to the University of Oklahoma. Like, if anything good, like, when the Thunder win in Oklahoma, that's Oklahoma's team.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, in Norman, in, you know, whatever, Shawnee, Oklahoma, and Ada, Oklahoma. Like, it's, so this is a state that kind of follows that similar sort of trajectory when it comes to sports. They love him here. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see it.
It's going to be awesome.
It doesn't seem like he'll just be standing there watching. It seems like he's going to be into it. He's going to be in clap, and he's going to be firing
his
guys
so
up.
He's so passionate, TJ. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, when you talk to him, he looks you in the eye the whole time. He's so intense.
He's
so
intense.
He checks every box in.
He does.
Yeah, and he looks at you, and he's just, he's like laser focused, like right there, that like, this is you and I. And like, you just feel that there's, you know, there's some people that are average, and there's some people that are above average, and then there's some people that are extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in that level.
Thank you for that insight. Really greatly appreciated. All right, so let's do it. You have
let's
no choice.
It.
Let's go.
D-backs and tight ends, Rubik's Cubes.
Yes.
Right? Dylan Thienemann is going to be amazing.
Okay.
He's just sensational amongst the D-backs. I don't know if Caleb's going downs. I think I would have opened the show on him, Rich, but... Kenyon Sadiq.
Yep. Well, I mean, looking forward to seeing the Oregon tight end. Yeah,
he's
going to test like crazy here.
Another dream. Another Sonny Styles.
Awesome.
He's that humble. He's that highly regarded. I was talking to some Oregon people that are here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's he like behind the scenes? All the things I want to know. Uh-huh. And they're like, he's everything you could imagine. In all the best ways.
That's so great. We're so lucky that we got all these new prospects coming in. Stacey Dales, I will see you later.
See you later.
I will see you later when I'll be suited and booted, and you shall be as well. Stacey Dales right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back with a What's More Likely Friday in a moment.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show from Indianapolis.
I'm definitely not sitting in for that one.
For Stephen Jones?
Yeah. Stephen
you
Jones?
Are not, sir.
No.
Chris is sitting in with Daniel.
I get it.
You sat in with Stacey.
Nah, Stacey's the greatest.
She is the best. You ready for this? It's a Friday.
Friday, what's more likely? Let's go. I got
it's
it right
It's a here. Combine Let's edition go, of What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors. Hit it.
Hello.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, a scouting combine
edition
of What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors.
We got six topics. First off, as always, happy Friday. Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
Did you really light that candle? The candle's not even lit, bro.
Hold up.
Let's get it started, Rich. More likely edge rusher to elicit greater trade compensation. Max Crosby or Micah Parsons?
Micah.
I'm gleaning what we heard from both Pelissero and Ian on Thursday.
Did you say Pelissero?
Nicely.
Wow.
Done. That Max is 4 years older than Micah, and thus will not garner as much as Micah Parsons.
But who's better at stopping the run, TJ?
Nice. Get out of your system before Stephen Jones gets within earshot.
Sorry,
man. He could be sitting there watching this right now saying, the heck with the Rich Eisen show.
Yeah,
no, I will definitely say the even though a lot of people thought that the compensation for Micah should have been larger.
Right.
I do believe at the end of the day it will be larger than what the Raiders might get for Max Crosby.
Okay.
Because Max is 4 years older.
Yeah.
True.
Okay. A lot of talk about the QBs. We hit it with Ian and Tom yesterday. Likely released quarterback to make the playoffs next year. Kirk Cousins, Kyler Murray, Tua Tagovailoa.
But we don't know where they're going.
Yeah, but that's the idea. And then when we know where they're going,
describes it to you.
We'll bring this back.
I mean, how can I guess?
We know the number of teams that need quarterbacks.
I know, but
these
guys
are going to fill the spots.
What if Tua goes somewhere and he winds up as the two? Honestly, what?
You know what he's going to say, Rick. That's not how this game works.
All right. Yeah. I'll go Kirk Cousins. How does that sound?
Right. See how easy that was?
Because he might somehow stay in
with Atlanta.
So you're saying the Vikings are making the playoffs next year?
Right.
The Vikings. No. What the conversations I'm hearing around Indianapolis. And by the way, I haven't gotten very many rumors, so...
Because
my annual segment is...
You need to pick these up, people. Come on, man.
They know you're talking,
Rich. Is definitely fading that Geno Smith might be the guy in Minnesota.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, that you get a veteran like Geno, and then JJ goes and does his thing, and Geno can sit there and potentially pop in if JJ doesn't answer the bell, like he frequently could not. Injury-wise, this past year,
except for when he played Dallas and he looked like
Well, that was your
Tom Brady.
That was a you thing. That's a YP. Okay, not a JJP. So yeah, I'll go Kirk.
Okay,
Cousins.
Okay,
sometimes you make him so uncomfortable
because it's just like it's a dart throw. I prefer to be able to, base my opinion on some sort of fact.
Well, in 3 weeks,
not
you guys are going to have
throw.
Teams, and we'll do
okay,
this
Okay, we'll revisit.
Okay,
what else?
We talked about the Vikings. Let's do it right now again. More likely to be the Vikings starting quarterback in week one, J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy.
The field.
I'm not taking the field. I'm taking nine.
You know he don't play about his boy, Chris.
No, it's not about
my
boy or not.
We have literally heard so many names for the Vikings in the last 24
hours. But it's going to be J.J. McCarthy's gig.
Then why haven't they said it? Then why haven't they said it?
What do you mean, why haven't they said it? What else are you going to do? What is it, Max Brosmer's gig?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it Kyler Murray's gig? Is it Geno Smith's gig? Is it Anthony Richardson's gig?
I don't know, but
they have done everything but say, nine is our starting quarterback.
Do you want Kevin O'Connell to just walk around here with a placard,
of sandwich boards?
Yeah, one of those sandwich boards.
Yeah, yeah.
JJ's my guy.
That would clear up a lot of confusion.
What's going on? Is there? They need to have a veteran there in the quarterback room. If McCarthy doesn't answer the bell physically, they also could use him potentially to spark some form of a competition if that's the way they want to go. J.J. McCarthy starting week one. Onward. Okay. What else do you have?
You don't look sold on this.
I don't think that's true.
See, now you're pissed. I was pissed with the second topic. So now you're not happy.
I'm not happy.
Okay.
All right. How about this one? All right. Halfway home. More likely, underachieving top five quarterback to start a game first.
Anthony
Richardson or Trey Lance?
Oh, gosh. Ooh. Oh, man.
I think you got to go AR.
Ooh, they both were number five. I did not know that.
I'll go Trey Lance.
Really?
Yeah. I'll go Trey Lance.
I was thinking
at least I know he's healthy right now. I have no idea what's going on with Anthony Richardson.
Good call on that one.
What else you got over there?
Man, that's I like that one. You didn't like that one?
It's not that I don't like that one. I want to get more in.
I'm looking at the clock. I don't know about you.
I'm always watching the clock, Rich. Okay. More likely combine record to be broken this year. The 40 record or the bench press mark?
I'll go bench press.
The big lineman going.
I'll go bench press.
This weekend.
Yeah. I'll go bench press.
I mean, that's like 50-something still, right?
I don't know about Worthy's mark. I don't think Worthy's mark is going to get touched.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That was unreal last
year. I understand that, again, Brennan Thompson is the wide receiver from Mississippi State that has been targeted on Saturday to see if he can break that record. It's apparently, like, again, Jeremiah is coming in a few minutes' time. He's the one who says that apparently he's testing faster than Xavier Worthy at the same spot where Worthy was testing before the combine.
That's wild.
What else, Chris?
All right, last one.
Ah.
Here we go, boys. We've been talking about it. We came up with this last night at dinner.
Right.
More likely to be the higher number.
Mm.
Ohio State players drafted in the top 10 or Knicks playoff seed in the East.
Was this before or after the limoncello hit the table?
This was before slightly okay. Before. The Knicks are currently third in the East standings right now.
All right.
So if they
and
hold
if they
pad,
drop if they hold there.
They're a half game ahead of Cleveland for four.
Listen.
And they're a game and a half of Boston.
I think,
for two.
Honestly, don't you think Reese and Styles are going top 10?
Should.
Don't you think? Right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's two guys. Mendoza would be a third. David Bailey would be another one. I'm trying to fill out the
top 10.
Yeah. Mauanoa of Miami's going top 10.
Yep. Jeremiah Love's going top 10.
Jeremiah Love's going. That's six.
Who's right over there, right?
So that means four other guys. Of the four other guys, Tate and Downs have to be. I'll go higher numbers the Ohio State players in the field.
Mm.
In the top 10. Because the Knicks could wind up being four.
They could also get to two. Yeah.
They're not getting to two.
They're only a game. They're a game and a half back of Boston.
I know they're not going to track you down. When's Tatum coming back?
You know what? Unclear.
On Sunday. Sunday, right?
Potentially this week.
Hey, you know.
Good one. Good one,
no,
Chris.
Wait a minute, I'm listening. No. Good no one. One more.
That was it.
That was it. That was the last one.
Well, we knew this was going to be the back end of a segment, so I didn't want to push it.
Now you know how the sausage gets made.
Salt and pepper.
What's more likely was presented by. And brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen.
Pella.
All right, Stephen Jones is making his way here.
Oh, yeah, TJ, man. Get ready.
I need all you people to act accordingly.
Best behavior.
All right.
Are you going to try to make him cry like you did Brian Johnson?
Oh, I can't believe that. I gave you a spot. Next to your coach.
Yeah.
And you could have asked him a fan question instead of, like, tugging at his heartstrings like you're Roy Firestone.
I'm like Stacey Dale. We like to get to know the person and their story. I'm going to ask him about the transitioning to the 3-4 from the 4-3.
No. Like, no. When are we getting back to the chip, man? Yeah.
I can't ask him that.
Why?
Because that's a question a normal person would ask. You know me. I'm kind of off. So
you're off? What does that mean?
You know, I do my own thing.
Oh, like, actually, it was a very good question. You made him cry.
Was it my
You
object?
Made him cry. And it's apparently not very difficult to do that.
Well, no,
because he's emotionally intelligent, just like me, and we both have a touch of the Vermeil.
Oh, touch of the Vermeil.
I think at one point all three of us might have been a little overclumped, you know.
All right, so Daniel
Jeremiah.
So I'm
staying here, though, right?
Yeah.
No.
Good to see you, TJ. Thanks for playing. Really appreciate it.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.